The opinions that you may hear us express, expressly or otherwise, over the public's airways is in no way to represent the opinions expressed or otherwise by our management, producers, sponsors, or various members of their staffs or their families or few friends.
Nor should these views express the opinions of the broadcasters, the disc jockeys, the salesmen, the program and music directors, and their secretaries and girlfriends and wives and their staff.
Unless, of course, we are willing to assume that we can assume the responsibility that their opinions will not influence anyone else's
opinions. I hope not.
Or their family and friends.
And staffs. And people that they know. And their relatives who came over for Christmas.
All those people.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. Broadcasting from State Street in Madison, Wisconsin. The streets are wet.
Yes.
The streets are icy. There's no snow on the streets.
No.
And that is what is happening in our city today.
They're a little bit damp. You know, just be careful out there. But no, most of the snow and the rain, that's all out of here. It's going to be a nice day. The clouds are going to break for some sunshine. Mid to upper 30s. Good looking weekend. New Year's Eve weekend. No travel problems at all.
So that's official, right? I mean, you're a former weatherman.
Yeah,
we should take your word for it. Is it?
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's money in the bank. Okay. Piece of cake.
All right. You're going out on a limb on that? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, John, we have a special guest in the studio.
Oh, we do. We do.
Guess what? Yeah. Our boss is here.
Over our
shoulder. I worry. I worry whenever she walks in. Was it something we said? Was it something we did?
It's always something we've said.
Forget to fill out a form or something? What's?
I wish it were that easy.
It's Catherine Lake. She's our program director here at Civic Media. And Catherine, it's great. I think this is the first time you've been on the air with us. We've been here for 8 weeks. Thanks for stopping by. Good morning.
It's been only 8 weeks?
Yeah.
Holy
no, it seems
smokes.
A lot longer.
No, it seems like a year.
No, because you've come so far, you know.
Really?
It's getting better and better every single day.
Oh, you're nice to see.
More and more comfortable. Because you hadn't been together for how long?
29 years.
Who's
counting?
But who's And that's when we met back then.
Yeah, we
should maybe talk about that.
I think our origin story is important.
It is.
Because you guys were such giving morning show hosts.
Well, we were,
Not anymore, but
no, not anymore.
We've learned.
But here I am.
Yeah, here
but
you are.
I was doing my very first radio program on WORT, on WORT.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was the show that I killed. The breakfast special did not survive me. They ended the breakfast special while I was still doing it.
That was a great show.
But, yeah,
explain what it was.
Where were you broadcasting from?
I was broadcasting from Monty's Blue Plate Diner.
Beautiful. Still there.
Yep.
And what was
there.
The place I broadcast from first?
Cleveland's.
I couldn't remember that name. I was telling
Cleveland
a friend.
Lunch.
Cleveland's Lunch.
Cleveland.
Yeah.
Where was that?
That was, it's
on Wilson.
Wilson.
Okay.
Right?
It's right
at the beginning of Wilson.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Huh. Exactly.
I remember.
So
that.
Near Willie Street. And but you guys called me.
Yeah.
Because you were on MAD just before it went dark and then brought back. Yeah. Right?
Right.
You know?
Okay. Right.
So just before, you were calling me on my little wart show. And that's why I stayed in radio, because people could find out who the heck I was. Because wart was, you know, still is small-ish, small signal.
But we must have met you before we called you. I mean, we didn't just
why.
Call you out of the blue.
I feel well, like you did.
I
really?
Know what I think we did. I remember listening to your broadcast and the fact that you were broadcasting from a breakfast place.
It sounded like fun.
Oh, it always coffee, sounded great.
Coffee and breakfast. And I'm thinking, there is nothing better than that. And
right.
then I think I went in there, I talked to you, and then I said, let's go on the radio and let's do this thing.
Simulcast
broadcast, which no one does.
No one does it.
Yeah.
And it was fun. It was really a lot of fun. And, I think it helped the program a little bit and kept you on the air. And
you started my career, boys.
You
totally did. You totally did.
And from there,
and the
you went on.
Best biscuits in the whole city.
Yeah.
Best
oh, yeah.
biscuits ever right. at Monty's.
Well,
and then eventually you came to work at MAD, didn't you?
Well, when that they went dark, and then I lost Wart. And then, when they brought back MAD, they brought me in to do mornings there. That was the beginning.
Yeah.
And then on from there to California. Where did you go from there? Just
I hung around here for quite a while. I did 8 years or so, seven years, and then 2 years in L.A., and then back here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then to Chicago.
And then to Chicago, and the rest is history.
The big time. The big time.
And then
Chicago.
We got reacquainted on Facebook a few years ago.
Yep.
I saw something about the station that you were at WGN and working behind the scenes there. And I said, I wonder if that's the same Catherine Lake that
Couldn't
I knew
be.
Way back then. And then we connected, and John got
Dragged
in the loop
his
eventually.
Butt in here. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And now here we are.
And you asked us to be on the air, and it was like, what? Yeah, we've kind of retired.
Yeah, that I forgot, you know. 22 years goes by, people get older, and you know, they have their own lives that progress beyond radio. But yeah. I dragged you out.
Yeah,
you did.
And the first question you asked me was, is John Peterson still alive? I think so, yeah.
Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, oh, right.
And it's barely true today.
Barely, for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you got planned for this hour? Come on, what's going on?
Well, see, you know, we know what right everybody's away. Talking about here
Back
in Wisconsin.
To business.
And now and now national news, too, that UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gao, he's in the news, and not for a good reason.
What did he do?
Well, he's been fired, basically, from the chancellor position because he was making adult videos with his wife the last, 8 or 10 years, had a couple of cookbooks, doing all kinds of stuff.
They were doing cooking shows on this channel?
Naked.
Naked channel.
And doing naughty things.
So we're thinking, man, that's got to look really good. We should check that out sometime, and we just might. This guy will become a billionaire from all this press. Well, by the way, we oftentimes go to a UK newspaper, the Daily Mailer, and that story is there as well.
Of course it is.
This went worldwide instantly.
Oh, Britain loves laughing at us.
All the big networks have it. NBC, ABC, CBS are all covering it now. And this professor, or this chancellor, I should say, Joe Gao, he's going to be going back to being a professor. He still has full tenure, so they can't fire him.
Oh, my
gosh. But now they are going to start to fight about that. But he had something to say about this. He's going to claim some First Amendment rights here.
I don't know what the thinking is on the part of the regents that they could so flagrantly disregard due process and freedom of expression.
That's his one comment.
Courtesy of Wisconsin Public Radio. But he's saying that they're disregarding his First Amendment rights and his wife's First Amendment rights, and they have, freedom of expression, freedom of speech.
Wow.
This was all unexpected, you know, and he may have a case.
Yeah. Well, how do you feel about it? How do you think your kid's going to that college, John? Your kid's going to that college, and the chancellor is found out doing this behind closed doors, in the privacy of his own home.
Private life.
Using a different name.
A different name.
Oh yeah, they're not. Yeah,
But what? Your kid comes home from college and says, "Guess what, Dad?
My chancellor is an entrepreneur."
How do you, as parents, feel? I don't know how my kid's only 13.
I'm fine with it.
Look,
it's the UW system.
Yeah,
this is his thing. He's doing it on the side.
Right.
This is a UW system. Has nothing to do with what he's doing on the side.
Mm.
So the UW is still a great university, still a great place to go. I don't know. I don't see any problem with it at all.
Well,
I mean, it reflects kind of in an unusual light for this particular person, this chancellor.
Why would he want to be?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, the University of Wisconsin president yesterday, Jay Rothman, said, quoting now, "In recent days, we learned of specific conduct by Dr. Gao that has been subjected the university to significant reputational harm.
Mm.
His actions were abhorrent. The outrage over his behavior is evidenced by a unanimous vote by the regents to terminate him as chancellor. We are alarmed, disgusted by his actions, and we wholly and undeniably think it's inconsistent with his role as chancellor." So that's what they did. They came in and fired him without warning. He's going to say, "Hey, no, there's no due process for this.
Yes.
You didn't do this the right way. Freedom of, expression, freedom of speech."
So this,
they're going to fight it.
So
yeah.
Somehow this is outrageous. Yeah. This is terrible, right? But we got to get rid of DEI at the university, you know.
We're busy. We don't have time to deal with
equity,
porn.
Inclusion.
We got to get rid of that.
That doesn't destroy a reputation nationwide, does it?
Getting rid of
turning right wing,
right,
and then having a right wing liaison hired by the university to make sure that right wing propaganda is taught in our schools.
Now, by the way,
this what is that all about? Why doesn't that destroy a reputation? Instead, this, the chancellor, a side job that he took.
Moonlighting.
Maybe.
He's just doing extra pocket cash.
Yeah, right. See?
Call it something else.
Pocket pool is over
there. Now, hang on. Now, what, have you been looking at the videos? maybe we should review them. But anyway, this isn't the first time he's been in trouble. Now, there's a little side story this. Yeah, Dr. Gao got in trouble for an internet for his interest in X-rated film. He landed also in hot water back in 2018 when he invited a porn star, Nina Hartley, to speak on campus as part of a free speech week event. So it did. He did connect it to the camp. Of course, he didn't reveal that he's also involved in porn, but he was reprimanded and denied a raise that year.
Yeah.
Well, but he maintained that he was embracing free speech by inviting Nina Hartley, this porn star, to speak at the university.
Nothing
I wonder what
that
lecture was all about.
It's a point of view. It's
really?
Something that happens.
Yeah.
I remember.
It's out there.
I had a similar experience at MAD, WMAD out in Sun Prairie. I had.
Were you making porn films out in the cornfield?
No, I actually had two pinups, I think from Gallery Magazine. I mean, this is full frontal stuff, you know. And I interviewed them, and it was a very unusual situation. And I thought, well, this is. You know, maybe not our audience, but...
You interviewed them in the studio?
But we had fun with it, and they had fun with it, and it came across okay. The program director still may have tried to suspend me, but...
may or may not. I can neither confirm nor deny.
Yeah, we cannot deny.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah,
so... Well, so the whole topic of porn in general sort of tends to line up male-female kind of for against...
Yeah.
Or vice
yeah, pretty
versa.
Much.
Yeah, and so...
But, you know, the thing is, these women are doing what they want to do. They're not being pressured into it. They were very happy-go-lucky.
Yeah, they're doing it independently. It's
having fun with this sideline career that they were using to fund their college education.
Ah.
So we had them on the show, and we talked about that angle, that particular angle. I thought it was interesting.
Did you... go out after the show and talk about their
It was career. More interesting after the show,
okay.
But no.
All
no,
right.
Actually, no.
No, 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 no. Honey,
what?
No, I didn't do it. No.
18 past the hour. We'll be back in 60 seconds with more of John and Gordy and our special guest this morning, Catherine Lake, right after this.
Radio WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and all over your social media dial and the Civic Media app.
We're
just
everywhere.
Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Give us your comments. You know, we're talking about the chancellor
of UW La Crosse
and his sideline business.
Yeah.
I mean, we thought maybe somebody would have an opinion about it. Come on, folks, you know.
We can talk about it. We're adults here.
Stuff.
We can have an adult conversation about it.
That's it, an adult conversation.
608-879-8255. Chime in. Catherine Lake is with us this morning, our program director here at Civic Media.
That's right.
Just checking your work. Yeah. Just checking your work.
I know. Seeing how it works. How this magic works.
Yeah.
Let's get into the conversation.
Okay.
Conversation don't come easy. Talk, let's have conversations in the dark.
Can you ID all these voices?
Hell yeah. Sure.
Some of them are after 1960, you know. I think just making sure you're keeping up.
Yeah. A little Elvis in there. Simon and Garfunkel.
That's it. We're going to have cold beer.
Country guy.
A coffee here. Yeah, Derek Van Orden, he's back in the news again. You know, he's had a book out for quite some time back in 2015. It was released, only 65,000 500 as a rating for his book in the humor and entertainment list.
What was the book he had?
Well, oh, it's a good one. Oh, yeah. It's a good one. It's called The Book of Man, a Navy SEAL's Guide to the Lost Art of Manhood.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
We've
not
forgotten
really.
How to be men.
Yes, yes. And we'll never forget that Derek Van Orden was a Navy SEAL.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he brings that up often.
Man, yeah.
Van Orden's hard at work in the house doing the business of Wisconsinites by training men to change a tire. This was so important, by the way, that he was on Fox Nation, and they covered the event out into the street. It was what men do, you know?
How did that go?
Jacking
that
up a good? Car. By the way, you listen, and they're jacking up the car, but the car kind of lurches forward once they have the jack, and it kind of starts tipping over.
Started rolling.
You got to check this out. This is amazing.
How to be a man.
Yep. So one of the things that the most common thing that I found that guys don't know how to do is to change a tire. So I'm going to walk you through. I'm not kidding you. So what we're going to do is we're going to play a little game called I was a Navy SEAL and you're not. So I'm going to tell you how to change this tire.
Change a tire.
We're going to change the tire. Brian, get on the log.
Don't you want me to do the logs first?
Yes, Brian, get on the log.
Oh, wait a second. Wait a second.
So what's important here that you guys understand is that
okay, Brian,
being a man is not about what you are. It's about who you are.
Okay, so who's
what respect?
Name?
What respect?
These guys right now happen to be helping someone who's in distress. This is what a man does, not just a male.
Oh, God.
Whoa,
yeah.
Watch it.
Oh, what you got?
There's Jack's a little bit of teamwork going on right
this
here.
This is amazing.
Jack's falling.
Jack's falling.
Why is it ultimately important to be able to do these kinds of things right now? And why do you feel like it's a lost art?
Well, if you talk to these
leading
people next to us out here in Manhattan, the vast majority of them do not know how to do this.
You know how to change a tire?
No.
I kind of failed at the manhood thing. So Heather, now take it away. Derek, congratulations on the book.
Thank you very much.
Maybe we'll try to fix this later.
So just rescue us.
I'd like to call for help.
Well, the guys look like they might be there for a while. So
yes,
I'll give you
a real lesson there, Van Orden.
Yeah,
by the way, in Manhattan, not a lot of people driving around.
By the way, yeah. Do you know how to change a tire, each of you?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
But
it's getting the tire out of the car. That's the problem.
the spare.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't try and do it. Why would I try and do that when there are people who do that professionally?
Well, they make those little donut tires now. And
yes.
So it's kind of a signal. Well, you really want to drive around on that because you're only supposed to drive like 50 miles max on those things.
To the fix-it place.
So, right. And everybody has insurance. Well, it should have insurance.
The insurance covers
yes.
it.
You just get towed away. You just get towed away.
Or they put it on out on the side of the street.
Yeah, they'll do it for you. Yeah.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I wouldn't try. I wouldn't even attempt it.
I think Van Orden is preoccupied with his manliness and the fact that he was a Navy SEAL at one time.
Yeah.
What is wrong with this guy?
Able to be a Navy, like an Eagle Scout. Same thing.
Right.
It's a lot of accomplishment to become.
By the way, he tweeted, this is a bragging point of his, great day in the Van Orden household. Taught our two oldest grandkids to ride a motorcycle on the same Yamaha PWP50 whatever. Taught all the kids how to ride on it. This is the same one I taught all my kids how to ride on.
Wow.
God is good all the time.
Okay.
Oh, this guy.
God made motorcycles. That's fair.
I know. Jeez, you gotta love it.
He's a man.
He's a real man. A true man, and proving
Derek
it every
Van Orden.
Day.
Methinks he doth protest too much.
Yeah.
You have to tell people what a man you are too much. That may be a signal that maybe you're not so sure of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
very
inadequate
true.
In other areas.
Just saying.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to get to MAGA bullies. Do we have that sitting up there? That is Cut E.
All right. What is this about, MAGA bullies?
Yeah. Well, the MAGA bullies on the 5 on Fox News, Jessica Tarla, she's the Democrat, and she said she was getting tired of being bullied, basically, so let's check that out.
A while ago, obviously Hillary Clinton is someone who is incredibly important to the party, and I have defended her comments in that interview, talking about the fact that Democrats are so far from being in a cult on a comparative basis to Republicans, it's actually laughable. And I do really struggle to find it in my tiny liberal heart to feel terrible for Republicans when we get called things like communists, socialists, thugs, pedophiles. Donald Trump called Democrats every name in the book. It is part of the Republican playbook to demonize us and to make it seem like it is the end of the world if Democrats are in power.
So she's getting tired of being bullied. I think we all are, and we should hold them account for calling us all these names.
Well, she's got to be, you know, this is five people, right?
Right.
And she's the only five. Democrat. Yep. So she's there defending herself every day and defending the Democrats' stance every day. Yeah, I guess it would be tiring to
Very tiring to be, yeah, probably even
feel like
camera.
You're getting bullied. But, then again, she's collecting a paycheck. So
one of the interesting things, though, and I've noticed about
Put
her.
Put up with it.
I've noticed this about her. She is rarely interrupted. There must be. Maybe a rule there that they can't interrupt the only Democrat who gets to say something.
Yeah.
Maybe so.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. And she should be protected.
Probably has to be protected going in and out of the studio.
Probably.
Hey, what do you think? Give us a call, 608-879-8255. Always waiting your texts and phone calls. Right here on the show. We got a whole lot more coming up.
Well, yeah,
we've got Rocker waiting in the green room here, getting ready to tell us about what's happening this weekend on Max Inc. He's got a big show lined up, and we've got some more music coming in with Rocker in just a minute or two. Catherine, where are you going?
Don't get in here.
No, what?
Rocker's got to get in here.
Well, okay. Well, we just got a couple of minutes.
Yeah, I mean,
we got news coming up here.
Finish your coffee, Mike.
don't run away. You're just running out of the studio now.
No, that's all right.
Okay,
that's
fine.
Okay. It's getting hot in here.
Well, thanks for being with us, I guess.
We really enjoyed you having
Are we going to have a meeting after the show?
We have a big meeting.
Oh, no, it's Friday. No. Oh, what did we do this time?
I thought maybe.
Really?
Maybe we talked our way out of that.
Here we go.
I guess not.
Here we go again.
All right. Well, as we were saying, give peace a chance.
7:29. We're back after news. Yeah. Stay with us.
We'll be right back to the action right after this message.
Let the sun shine. It's the John Gordy Show.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Moonshine Light, the new low-calorie illegal whiskey for people who are looking for an easy way to lose excess pounds and their livers.
Those would be the excess pounds, right?
That's good stuff.
The livers would be the excess pounds. Yes, Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and on your social media dial as well. Just feel free to text us, tell us what you think. Speak here on your 608-879-TALK or 879-8255. Tell us what you think.
It's kind of cloudy and a little drizzle out there this morning, but it's going to be nicer later and highs in the mid to upper 30s right now, 32 degrees. And in the studio with us, as he is just about every Friday morning, it's Rocker here to tell us what's going on this weekend musically around the Mad City. And it's good to always have you back here, Rocker. Thanks for coming in.
And pronounce the clubs right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we need some help in that area.
Oh, man. Thanks, guys. It's great to be here on a Friday morning. And we have New Year's Eve and New Year's Eve coming up.
Yeah.
And, of course, Max Inc. Radio, Saturday night, 6 p.m., is a special New Year's Eve show that we have going on.
Yeah.
And we're going to be spinning local bands' music and plus talking to local personalities like Soundgarden Studios' Ken Kepler. He's bringing in James Earl Tate. We're going to talk to the Madison legend of open jams for, probably 40 years. I don't even know.
Wow.
We'll talk to James Earl Tate, who's got a new album, and Joe Burby Burbach from FPC Live. He's going to be talking about some of the fests that are coming up at the Majestic and the High Noon, and local band The Cuz. They're in town to do a show, so we'll talk to them. And lastly, we have a special two-hour Live in the Lair with a band called Bowdachita. They've played around here at some of the festivals. Great jam band from Racine. So they're driving in here to Madison to perform right here in the studio, and it's going to be a full band. Totally amazing two-hour show.
You're bringing up like these jam bands. Yeah. What's the story on the jam bands?
Well, Grateful Dead, or Fish.
you know,
Allman Brothers when they did extended stuff.
Okay, kind of, you know, blues and jazz and progressive rock kind of all fused all together.
And a song might go 15 or 20 minutes.
Yeah, well, you know what? We usually do an hour.
Oh, my God.
And we talked to the band, and I said, well, what's your average song length? And they're like, 6 to 7 minutes. I'm like, well, in radio life,
can't do that.
We're going to have to extend this just so they can have more than like 4 songs, you know, and have some interview. But they're just an excellent, excellent band. When they played here at Atwood Fest like 2 years ago, they just had a giant crowd. Hmm. And the people were totally amazed. So
I was always into the 20-minute drum solos, you know.
Well, their drummer, if you saw his solo, he's absolutely an amazing drummer.
Okay. Now, what do you have for us this morning? You got some. You brought it. You always bring in some great cuts. So
well,
tell us what you got.
Yeah, it's like the local music. You guys are always talking about these shows, and this week is New Year's Eve. So there's some local shows around here New Year's Eve at the Majestic, the High Noon, the Baroque, and the North Sea Cabaret. I thought, you know, these are local bands playing there.
Great.
Why don't I bring in some local music so that maybe people can hear? Because, you know, how often do you think, you know, I would go to the show, but I've never heard that band.
Right. You don't know.
I don't want to just go and chance it. So sometimes I think with Max Inc. Radio, one of the things that's great is that we help people hear stuff before they go. So maybe hear the People Brothers band.
Yeah.
I'm getting an idea here. That's what we should do.
Let's hear the People Brothers band. They're playing
on Saturday.
Yeah. They're playing at the Majestic Theater with a new Salty Dog. They're funk from Duluth, Minnesota, and Madison's Own Work. And this was called Lay Me Down from Love Electric in 2019. This is the People Brothers band.
Let's check it out.
Let's hear it.
All female?
They're a big band. They have horns, keyboards, couple guitar players. You know, I want to say they're maybe 8 or 9-piece band. They're pretty good. And
great
they've been around
funk.
For a while.
I love funk.
Good style.
Male singers,
it's so
female
danceable.
Singers.
Yeah, you can just dance.
Oh, yeah. Know? I mean, one of the best places to see them is at the Terrace, right?
Oh,
the water.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday night, the People Brothers band. Absolutely. A lot of people dancing. Yeah. They're a really great a band to see. You know, there's another place, the High Noon Saloon, everybody knows.
Yeah.
Now, the Kissers, an Irish band, local Irish band, they play at 4 p.m. And then at 9 p.m., it's going to be the Jimmies with Stackhouse. And that's actually really special because Stackhouse features Xavi Lynn. He was a local, really young blues player sensation.
Mm-hmm.
He now has kind of gone regional and national, but he plays with the Jimmies every now and then, comes back with his band Stackhouse. They're amazing. But I brought along a Jimmy song, and this is a song called Write a Hit, and it's actually in collaboration with a Chicago blues legend, Marsha Ball, on vocals.
Okay.
And so the Jimmies, you know, they play around a lot, but maybe people haven't heard him. You know, Jimmy Vaguely, he's great. He's a local dairy farmer. And, you know, he's like
great.
A generational dairy farmer. But he jams.
Yeah.
And he plays keyboards and sings. So let's hear the Jimmies. This is Write a Hit with Marsha Ball.
Hit it.
Tumbling down.
it's got it's got the Ike and Tina Turner feel in it completely.
Yeah,
I do like that, yeah. And I love. I'm loving horns.
Yeah,
it was a fantastic Midwest thing back in the '60s and '70s as well. It's fun to hear them again.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Tight horn section. Yeah. There's you can't beat it.
I mean, Madison has some great horn players.
Yep.
And they're in all of these bands. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. You know, coming up at the Burr Oak, you guys have been talking about a couple shows there, and one of them is Katie Powderly.
Yes.
Now she's from the Appalachia Mountains. I learned that it's not pronounced Appalachian when she was here. It was pretty crazy. But you can hear that podcast at maxincradio.com. Go ahead and listen to the show. She played here live in the studio last week. So she'll be on New Year's Eve at the Burr Oak. But then on New Year's Eve, there's a really great show, and speaking of horns, Mad City Funk, they got a ton. They're a great funk band.
I would assume.
They're going to be playing with Bill Joe and the Affordables, the Lake Collective, and also a band from Baraboo. That's a local blues band, Roscoe Foster and the Rascal Theory. And they're a really cool, you know, they play around quite a bit. You can kind of see them, but I brought in a tune from their latest album. This is called Buzzkill. It's Roscoe Foster and the Rascal Theory.
All right.
Let's hear it.
Let's hear it. No place in the world for a buzzkill.
That's good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah, Roscoe, you know, plays electric piano and sings, and he's great. And he's always got, you know, an all-star cast of musicians around him. Sometimes interchange, but a lot of times I've seen Jack Peterson, the guitar player from Magic Conch, playing along with them. But let's go to the North Street Cabaret over on the north side of Madison. Cashbox Kings. It's going to be a Cashbox Kings trio featuring Queen Lee Kanhira, hopefully I'm pronouncing that right, and she's going to join them. She's from Japan, originally a classical pianist, and then she went into blues, and now she plays with a lot of blues players in Chicago, like BDI Smith, drummer, and now this song is the Cashbox Kings. Now they're on Alligator Records with singer Oscar Wilson and singer and harpist and Madisonian Joe Nosek. So that band started here, and now they're kind of a real famous Chicago band.
Yeah, Midwest.
Founded here in 2001. Now this song features BDI Smith on drums and blues legend Billy Flynn on guitar, and also Zavi Lynn. We talked to him on Stackhouse. He's also sitting in on this recording. This is called, it's a fun song. It's called Ain't No Fun When the Rabbit Got the Gun.
You bet.
And this is from their album Hail to the Kings in 2011.
All Some right. wisdom in music.
Cashbox Kings. Let's hear it.
Home this morning, hear what she say. You brought home baby diseases too.
Cashbox Kings. Great swing. Looks like a jump blues swing.
Oh,
like
they're a lot of fun.
That's good. Great stuff.
Good stuff. And where are they this weekend?
They are at the North Street Cabaret. Excellent. On New Year's Eve. So that'll be a very, you know, interesting show. The mm-hmm. trio featuring Queen Kanahira from Japan. So that's going to be pretty cool.
All right.
Well, we just have a minute or two left here, Rocker. So once again, tell us what's happening on Max Inc. this weekend and what else is going on here?
Max Inc. Radio this Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. And, of course, we play local music from local bands and interview personalities and artists. And we'll have a special Live in the Lair. We always have a live concert every single weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this time it is going to be Bautichita from Racine. So it's going to be a special two-hour show, 8 to 10 live music this weekend.
And if local bands want to get a hold of you or maybe send you some music and maybe get on the show, how do they do that?
Just go ahead and email, you know, find us on Facebook mm-hmm. or, you know, any of the other socials, but also music@ civicmedia.us. Excellent. Give us an Easy email. We want your music, right?
Yes.
Send it to us. You know, we'd love it.
And we want to play that music as well.
Yeah. And you know, this just shows from the shows happening around here how much great local music there is.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Rocker, thanks for being with us again.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. See you next Friday. We're back with more in just a minute.
On the system here.
it's
I'm gonna go from the alphabet to numbers. Numbers are, you know, endless. The alphabet is a stickler on that.
We're going a little behind the scenes here. We usually, you know, most radio shows number their cuts, their sound bites that they're going to play. Play number 17. But John, for his own reasons, unbeknownst to the rest of us, wanted to go with the alphabet. So it's double D, double, go to C, G, what? What? A? Cut A.
Got
to
start using the phonetic alphabet. Cut Alpha. Cut Bravo. Charlie.
Oh, yeah. No. Maybe we could use that.
No, just do numbers. Okay, cut 17. Right. Whatever it is. Okay. Again, a little too behind the scenes.
No, I like that stuff. I want people to know how this works.
Your system stinks. I'm telling you, it stinks.
You've been on me. You've been on me about this.
Since day one.
Changing the numbers. Okay, I got
all
it.
Right.
I got it. I have learned my lesson this morning in the time tunnel.
Okay. That's right. Yeah.
Had I numbered those, that would have been perfect. But anyway, let's get to the stinky Trump story. Okay.
Yes.
He really stinks. It's an issue. It's a real thing. Mm. And one of the things to keep in mind on this story, it's not like we're just trying to trash Trump.
Well,
it's the point here is if somebody else had that problem, he would be beating that person up forever.
Yeah.
And we're just doing what Trump does in this case.
Well, it's out
without
there now.
Without compromising our values.
This story is really trending on X the last few days and all over the place. Well, if you go to like a hashtag Trump smells, you'll see. Once you get one or two stories, that's a thing. Yeah. But then when you start hearing 50 or 60 stories,
it starts taking
from
off.
All directions, then it really takes off.
People are freed up to mention their stories.
And now that's happening.
Adam Kinzinger described Donald Trump's odor situation as not good and says he smells just like armpits, ketchup, makeup, and ass. Those
that's a quote.
Those four items combined.
I'm about to gag right now just thinking about it.
That's what he smells like. And let's listen to more of Adam.
Yeah, I mean, it's not good. I mean, think about the best way to describe it. I've tried to take like armpits, ketchup, like a butt, and kind of put it in a blender, and makeup and put that all in a blender, and that's and you bottle that as a cologne. That's kind of that. But it's amazing. Like, I've been amazed that, you know, everybody's just kind of like learning about this now. But again, I think the bigger point is he's a weak human being. But look at this. He had his people respond to me on this. By the way, they're always unnamed spokesmen because none of them want to put their names, even though I think I know who's doing this. Like, they don't want to put their names behind that because they know that their words are going to live forever. Because I sat in the Oval Office once when Donald Trump begged a group of us to pull China ZTE out of the sanctions list from the National Defense Authorization Act because he made a personal promise to President Xi because she asked him nicely on the phone. I mean, this is the kind of leader, you know, of the greatest country in the world that we're looking at reinstating. And the odor's the odor. And, you know, I think that needs to stay alive. People need to keep talking about it because he's the kind of guy that would use something like that all the time against other people. He needs a taste of his own medicine.
Absolutely. Wow. Absolutely. Well, and there's a follow-up to this.
Yeah, why does he I wonder why he smells so bad according to all these people. Right?
Diapers. It's no joke, according to another individual. This is a quote. He would often soil himself on the Apprentice set. Oh. He's incontinent from all the speed, all the Adderall he does, all the cocaine that he's done for decades. Mm. His bowels are uncontrollable, and that's a quote. This guy also claims that Trump has been wearing diapers since the 1990s and that he has had a chance to witness this firsthand in the late 2000s while working on the set of The Apprentice. This is a guy that worked on the set, knows personally what the problem is, and maybe he doesn't change his diaper often enough. That's a problem. You know, as a parent, I know that could be a problem.
it's a problem with your toddlers. Yes. Be expected, but really?
You got to change the diapers. Oof. It's you know.
Now, if you go to Twitter, if you go to X, and you go to those websites, you know, like a hashtag Trump smells or Trump stinks or whatever it is, you'll see a number of videos, too, of people standing near him or next to him, like the Pope.
I haven't
like
seen those.
The Speaker of the House. Yeah. Like, I mean, there's a number of, you know, they have, you know, 8 or 10 clips. There's a siren going by here. I thought they were coming after us for a second.
Closing down the place.
Yeah, there are 8 or 10 video clips of people when he walks up. You can tell they're offended by the smell. They can't help it. It's like a natural reaction. Yeah. Even Mike Pence standing behind him at the State of the Union. Yeah. Trump walks up and he makes a face like, oh, boy. Yeah, and the Japanese Prime Minister, I can't remember his name.
And personally,
in the Oval Office.
And it looks like Melania has never gotten used to it.
Ooh, no.
That's a sour look.
Maybe that's why she stays away so much. She can't take it anymore.
She never looks happy.
That's a sad situation. You know, I feel sorry for the guy.
Speaking of Trump, we've got a beer brewer who is filing a petition with the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
About what?
And he's trying to get Donald Trump barred from the primary ballot.
In Wisconsin?
Yeah, he's filed for that.
Come up in this state,
The brewer of Minocqua Brewing.
It is. Yes. The man, the myth, the legend, Kirk Bankstad.
Yeah.
Tell us more.
The Minocqua? He's opened his brewery right down here.
Right.
Hasn't he?
Well, I don't know if it's been opened yet, but he's opening a location down in Madison. Yeah. I've never met the guy, but I've followed their Facebook page for a couple of years
fun
now.
Fun stuff, isn't it? It's
really fun. It's a wild story what's happening up in the town of Minocqua.
Yeah, and the names of the beers were politicians' names of the beer, and it's a fantastic story.
Yeah,
and it's he bucks the trend up there. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of liberals do hang out in Minocqua, and he drew them all in. It's a small place. You'd think it was a big brewery, you know, with moose heads on the wall, but it's not.
Hey, guess what? We're out of here for the New Year's
last
Eve
show of the
weekend.
2023.
Yeah, and when we come back, we'll see you next year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But before we leave, you know, we just want to thank Rocker for coming in. Also, our program director, Catherine Lake, And you, dear listener, we'll
Thanks
talk
for
to you
being a part of it.
Next week.
Just stay tuned to the station for weekend outdoor information.